Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act resumes tomorrow and runs through February 15th. Both Connecticut and California are viewed as running very successful exchanges.
Both state governments fully supported the law, but even with statewide ad campaigns and outreach efforts, people still went without health insurance, and many of those were from minority groups.
We'll hear about California in a minute to see how that state's changing its outreach efforts to Latinos, but we'll begin in Connecticut, where Jeff Cohen of member station WNPR reports on the changes made there.
The state says the first year of Obamacare cut the number of Connecticut's uninsured by half, but it estimates that another 70,000 or so people are still uninsured.
The big takeaway for us last year was that the uninsured were really pocketed in a couple of key large cities.
That's Jason Madrak, the chief marketing officer at Access Health Connecticut, the state's healthcare exchange. So, he says, they're changing their ad strategy.
We've dialed up some of those more locally focused efforts while we've dialed down some of the broader efforts.
His work this year is focused on 10 towns, many of them clustered around Hartford, New Haven, and Bridgeport. The people he's trying to reach tend to be younger, male, and are Hispanic or African American. But it turns out they're also harder to reach.
These are individuals in these remaining cities that actually aren't really consumers of what I would call traditional media.
They don't read the big dailies. They don't watch mainstream TV. So Madrak is spending his media money on ads in community newspapers and on local television and radio. Reaching potential customers, then, is the first half of the job. The second half is figuring out what to tell them. One emphasis is on money. Here's a TV ad with a barber and his customer.
Do you have health insurance?
No, I can't afford it.
Now you can with Access Health Connecticut, since you may qualify for help to pay for your coverage.
Madrak says the ad messages will soon talk about real dollar amounts.
If I say affordable, nobody really knows what that means. If I say I can get you a plan for $20 a month with tax credits, that means something to somebody at that point.
Still, a woman in a focus group showed him that even his best message might not work.
She said, listen, I save everything that you guys send me. I've got actually a box full of the postcards and letters you sent me because it has the phone number on it and I want to save it. And she said, and we said, well, did you call? And she said, nah, I never called. And we said, but you saved it all. She said, I know. I knew it was important. I never got around to actually doing it. So it becomes a big challenge.
That challenge begins again tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.
And I'm April Demboski in San Francisco. Last year, California's insurance exchange, Covered California, made a series of missteps in its attempt to enroll the state's Latino population into health plans. It was kind of like watching a bad run on a TV game show. First, the agency had only a handful of counselors at their call centers that could speak Spanish. Their Spanish advertising campaign was riddled with cultural oversights. Finally, Latinos who were worried that signing up would get their undocumented relatives in trouble were shown a promise from President Obama to the contrary, printed on letterhead from immigration enforcement. Covered California says it has learned from those mistakes. Executive Director Peter Lee says this year the agency is all in on a new approach.
We're actually spending more money in outreach, education, and marketing this year for a three-month period than we spent for 6 months last year.
The agency hired 200 new call center counselors who speak languages other than English. It is enlisting more trusted community organizations to allay fears about deportation, and it's rolling out a new ad campaign tailored specifically to Latinos.
Es importante que sepas que Covered California.
This new ad shows pages of immigration documents flying into a safety vault.
Es confidencial y privada.
Lee says the main challenge is convincing Latinos to buy something they don't think they need.
They've adjusted to a culture of coping.
He says the state's goal is to shift from a culture of coping to a culture of coverage. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in San Francisco.
The stories you just heard are part of a reporting partnership with NPR, local member stations, and Kaiser Health News.